just throw up. Daddy, we live in the dream, got still in the field. All of my dream like Champions League. Every 25 kids, even the only field. On the budget, we hold like a Ferrari. We live in the fun, just the love of the tweet. Create my own leagues, and all we can
get. Although here's Canapri, he's on a hat-trick, and he's in!
Hey guys, it's Thursday. Welcome back.
How are we still wearing the same clothes, and?
Are we still wearing the same clothes? It's funny how
man,
how
washing it. Machines, man, how washing machines.
Yeah, firstly, nasty. Nobody made for 3 days.
But is it really 2 days ago? Because we promised them this episode for like nearly a month now. And thus, true. We are finally here to give you all world-class players and what discussion this may lead to. So, as you guys can see on the screen, we have Virgil. Uzi was a good, my guy.
I have no idea. No idea, chilling.
We have Daniel. What's up, man?
Mm-hmm. Long time no see, boys. Glad to be back.
I have a question, Daniel.
Tell me. I have an answer.
This is Thursday, right? You think you win yesterday?
Yes, 100%.
Nice.
90%.
And then we have Salik. Brother, what's good, my guy?
I'm good, hoping, you know, this is coming out Tuesday, so hoping by then Pochettino will be sacked.
Oh! Okay, guys, so, like we said, we're going to do world-class players. Let me tell you, it was my honest about thoughts, eh? Before we start this, I am 110% sure that everything I see, Salik is going to try his best to not agree with, and then everything that I see, Patrick is going to try to disprove it. Might not disagree with it, but disprove it. And that is how this is going to go. Right? Now that's partially the pushback so far. But
it depends how Arsenal heavy you go down. That's all.
I had to decide the mental temperament I had going into this. Okay. So, world-class players, right? Now here's the issue, guys. I sent everybody here a definition, but I also told them to, like, modify the way that it could, because everybody see world class differently. And the truth is, and I've been very real with this, I would not have these guys on mine and Virgil's show if I did not trust their judgment and the way that they watch football. And so thus, whatever definition they come up with world class, even if I don't agree with it, I respect it. So I'm gonna give you all what's the definition I sent out to everybody. And from there, I'll let everybody say, like, probably was a little modification they made it. And we can move from there. So the definition I said was a player who's amongst the top five in their respective position slash role in the world. Has shown consistency over a set period of time. For under 23 players, the time may fluctuate a little bit. And has done it in the big games. Home and away in their league and in the UCL. And also international stage as well. Now where the big fluctuation kind of would be for me is that for younger players, are kind of a little bit more flexible in terms of how long the period need to be compared to players who have been at the top level for some time. Patrick, did you make any adjustments to that?
A little bit. I took what you said and also took into consideration current form, as in current form over the last 3 months, let's say, simply because I personally don't believe that just because you were branded as a world-class player once in your career, that needs to last throughout your entire career. For example, if I'm just throwing out a random name here, someone that is not going to be on our list, I know that for sure. If someone came and told me Leon Goretzka is world-class, I would say, no, he is not. Okay? That's just an example. Because he's been trash. He's been big trash. And I did also modify it one more to... I guess I could only call it X Factor. To me, world-class players have like a bit of an aura around them. And that was just for my own personal thing when I was making my selections. Obviously, there's no way to even talk about that. So, yeah.
The man basically say what he choose, we can't dispute it. Because of X Factor. Exactly. Salik, what changes did you make, bro?
So, I actually have a very unique categorization of world-class players, which is basically from two categories. One, you have to have won a major trophy. Mm-hmm. And the second one is, you could walk into any side in the world. So I basically...
Are those like it has to be that and that, or that or that?
Yeah, it had to be both.
Okay.
Yeah, it had to be both. They can't have one and not and nothing. Because I'll put a disclaimer out there. I truly believe there aren't many world-class players in the world right now. Okay. There aren't many. And when we go into like everybody else's own, like John, the one John sent me, I have a big issue with that. And it's not you, John. It's like everybody just have this top five thing, and I'll explain why I don't like it. But yeah, that's my categorization of world-class players.
Can I say this, though? I also don't like that top five thing. I was trying to make a very general one to try and compass with everybody.
No, but that's like the major one that everybody does go with.
Yeah, and I feel if our position is like suffering in the world, then that's why I don't like it either. Virgil, did you make any changes?
Yeah, but for me, just really my top five kind of like, you know, very strict, because I feel like, as Brandon said, there's not much world-class players out in the world, because, you know, some people would say that based off form and whatever, but yeah, I feel like for me, I really just stick to like kind of what Brandon mentioned at the end, not the having won a major trophy, but if you are top in your position, and I feel like you can walk into most top teams, then I will consider you world class.
Funny enough, I had agreed with y'all. I thought going into this that I wasn't going to find much, and I found more than I thought I would. Mm-hmm. So I'll just say that, and then we get into it.
Cool. Okay, so we're about to the place to start on treble winners from last season in Manchester City. So, Virgil, why don't you go first, bro, since it's your team?
Okay.
How many world-class players do you think you have? And if so, who are they?
Okay. That's true. Definitely, I will start off with Ederson. Ederson is up there as being a world-class keeper. I will definitely jump and say, at this point, I feel like he has done enough. Rodri. Kyle Walker. De Bruyne. And I had some others I wanted to throw, but I don't want to throw them in the world class conversation. But the last person I'll put in there is Haaland.
Okay. Just say about all of them for me, please.
So it's Haaland, De Bruyne, Rodri, Ederson, Kyle Walker. Oh yeah, I know it's on one person I was forgetting.
I've heard enough. Okay, you come back.
Oh yeah, cool.
Yeah.
Hello?
We wasn't here any all the time,
No, we're here now.
But
that's it for my list.
You said me just now, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree with Haaland, Rodri, KDB, Bernardo Silva. The only two contentious ones is Walker. I'm not sure if Walker is still world class. I know I could agree that he was world class at one point, maybe even up to last year. I could think so. But I think a bit easier for me to put him in world class than anything else. And Ederson, I've always been on the fence about Ederson. I'm not 100% sure if he is world class, but I can't think of many keepers that I'd probably take over Ederson. So I could agree with Virgil. I don't think I have any inclusions apart from that. If I had to make one, I'd probably say Stones. But Stones is an injury-prone individual, so I don't know if I could include him in that.
That's my only issue with that.
Yeah.
Because I've got a name all in call. No, I agree with it 1,000%. But I just surprised that name had call. And I feel Patrick, I have him. So Patrick, what's yours, bro?
I had KDB. Obvious, we're not going to dispute that. Haaland, I don't think we're going to dispute that either. Bernardo Silva, obvious. You know, yeah. Easy. Rodri, the best holding midfielder in the world.
How could we not? So we all of have course. Bernardo Silva, right?
Yeah.
Yet, I still think this one underrated.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Bernardo Silva.
He's still underrated.
I generally think he's underrated. But... like, if you ask somebody to name like, the top 10 players in the league, in the world, sorry, though you'll be surprised how much men would not name him. And I genuinely would take this man over a lot of players. I might even put him top 5, depending on what it really comes down to, like, if I really had to think about it. But, like, that is a conversation people would not put him in. Like, you'll be surprised how much the average football watcher would not put him in.
I can understand if you're not in the top 5. Top 5 could be hard to break into, but top 10,
I just saying, if anybody else had scored a goal against Bournemouth, where you get a ball and chip the keeper, the messiest goal, everybody would look at that and say something.
Which I don't mean to disregard what you're saying there, boy. But, like, dog, City win a treble last year, right? Which was that kill off Madrid? Which was that put Madrid to the sword, dog, when he go in, hard get tough?
Who's the player that keeping City afloat this season?
Who's the player that keeping City afloat this season? Who's the player that Pep this turn into that at any injury, in any position, he asked that man to remodel his game to suit it? He's do it, boy. And who's the man that you guaranteed to get 8 out of 10 every single game week, boy?
Nah, Bernardo too clean. Do you remember he mash up Bayern too?
He
probably end David's career.
Dog, insane player.
Yeah, boy.
I feel it's because like, he's not like blessed with like blistering pace or something, or some big goal scorer or something. Like,
I feel the team in. Because they have too much other player, too much quality players around him. In moments where they have quality form, they're going to forget and be like, oh, wait up. People might look at the end product and forget Bernardo probably dribble past 3 players before he play the pass before the key pass.
Mm-hmm. Patrick, sorry.
So it was those 3. It was KDB, Haaland, Bernardo, Rodri. I think this is where we don't need to argue anymore, right?
Yeah.
After that, I had Kyle Walker because to me, he is still that guy. I don't think that there's a better right back in the world right now. That's my opinion. I think Cancelo is a left back. So I don't think there's a better right back right now than Kyle Walker. Just simply based off of consistency. I'm not saying he has the greatest ability, but consistency, you need him. And then he also has pace that you just can't teach. So apart from that, to me that's his X factor part. That's the part that he didn't have to train, he didn't have to work on. He was blessed with blistering pace. It's full stop there for me, though. I don't have Edison in mind because I don't think that he walks into anything. I think a lot of keepers can't walk into City, but I think he also can't walk into a lot of other teams. So it's a kind of give or take, if you see where I'm going with it.
I can't lie, after hearing y'all talk, like, not when you only give all your players, but like I'm really glad where y'all are willing to set the bar in terms of what world-class players is, because then I'm glad we don't have to argue in some man. Also, I'm very glad nobody mentioned Ruben Diaz.
Who did you have that we didn't have, John? I'm curious.
Oh, no. I have the same men. So I have Bernardo Silva, KDB, Rodri, Haaland, Walker, and I have Edison. And the reason being, dog, is that one, that run Edison put in to that final, including the final, honestly, was some of the best we ever see from him. Secondly, dog, again, I know we say this top 5 thing, but like, bro, there's only so much keepers you can name that is undisputedly better than him. And thus, given that as a thing, that means he walks into 98% of teams in the world. Because like outside of Liverpool and outside of Barca and outside of Real Madrid, dog, I think there's argument for him to be in every other team in the world.
And possibly Bayern.
I include Bayern, though, because as much
he's better than Neuer.
Dog,
I think
he's better than what Neuer is now. Dog, if you hear how men talk about Neuer now, they say he can't even kick properly.
He just broke his leg, though. No, exactly. He broke his leg.
Not to be harsh or anything, but that is just what he is now. Like, the reality is, where Neuer is, dog, all the men know I feel Neuer is the greatest keeper of all time.
If Bayern got a chance to sign Edison, they're jumping at it.
Dog, Bayern or Ramsdale, for crying out loud, though. Like, I mean, that is where the bar is with them right now. But I had Stones at first, But like, I agree that one, the Stones has never crossed 25 games for Man City in a season. That is, that is not good enough, dog. Now, as much as I do think that he walks into probably every team, at the same time, dog, I really, really, really believe in availability being the best ability, because I do not care what you can do on your day, bro. I care what you do week in, week out, which is exactly why I think Bernardo Silva might be a top five player. You will too. But, yeah, cool, nice. We kind of all agree there. I do think Walker is world-class. However, and again, dog, I just think the manager generational. I think there is one right back better than him on that strength. But besides him,
that's fair.
Yeah. Everybody else. Yeah. So yeah, moving on. Speaking of Trent, Liverpool. I'll go first.
Yeah.
I have four men for them. And I think it's the four obvious ones. If you all have anybody else, please let me know. I can't lie, I kinda wanted to include Robbo Stiller, but I don't think Robbo has been added over the last year, and it's kinda hard to include him as well. But then I also kinda watched the left back position. I started to study like how much players really out there are still definitively better than him.
Does he flow in the top five thing, you know?
Yeah.
And especially, I'm glad you say that too, because left back for me was the one position where I was like, damn, probably don't have that many good left backs.
Yeah, boy. Because, right, like, the only left backs I think that are clearly better than him right now is Theo and Davies. And then after that, dog, like, there's still a very real argument for him to be there. And so, like, if you're telling me that only two teams he don't walk into, you know, like, maybe Cancelo even at Barca, you know, because he has been really good. No, as in, like, he can't walk in over him, right? But nice three teams, is that enough to not make him world class?
Maybe. Yeah, I think so.
But yeah, so I had Trent, Alisson, Van Dijk, Salah. Not much needs to be said about these guys. I think Alisson is the best keeper we've seen since Neuer. I think he's the best keeper in the world. Definitely be easy to look at. Van Dijk has reached back to Van Dijk levels, and even it might not seem like the same level of aura, he has the same level of authority on the game. Salah continues to be Salah, undisputed best right winger in the world. And Trent, it's just Trent, bro. And I cannot give a damn about whatever defensive deficiencies he has if he continues to decide games the way that he can. And
I mean, you have to give a damn about his defensive.
Dog, we didn't care about Marcelo, dog. And so, I that is where
I don't remember Marcelo getting cooked. Just name one time Marcelo got cooked.
Against Messi, like nearly every game.
Name one guy that has cooked Marcelo. Messi. I mean, Messi's cooked everybody. I still can't even remember a time. No, I couldn't tell you, like, Messi cooked him. Hey.
You pretty bad on the ground, right? You say just name any time, and like I'm pretty sure there exists sometime where Messi cooked the bad. You pretty bad on the ground, you know? That is not my fault, you know? You make it very
I'm just trying to say I have to care, like, he's a defender.
I do care, but it is an exaggeration. However, I do also think last season was really bad from him from a defensive point of view, but I think that was below his average performance. I think he's a lot better defensively than people give him credit for, but because he isn't Walker, because he isn't like peak version of Reece James, are they? And like, he's not this 1v1 demon, people is crucifying. But again, I think when you come with players of that level of talent, bro, I will take somebody who is a notch below defensively for being one of the best creators in the world of football, bro. So
look, I agree with you. I spent like, go ahead.
That is my, I will go with the five. I will put Robbo in there because, again, like, I even though I know that he had a bad year last year, I just think, like, because he still walks into so many teams, bro. And I mean, like, I know at this level we're talking about, like, if you include all the teams in the world, these players walk into every, like, 90%. But those are top teams. Like, is only Bayern. Then there's Theo Hernandez. Like, he walks in over Benjamin. What's that man named Fulham Mendy? He probably doesn't walk in over Cancelo. But, and it probably just doesn't walk in the city because they don't use fullbacks. But after that, dog, is like every other team he gets in. So, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
That's me.
I guess I could.
Go ahead, Apat.
I had Trent, Alisson, Salah, Virgil. That's it. I didn't put Robertson because I don't think that he's a world-class left-back. I think he have a lot of ability.
Mm-hmm.
he have a lot of lungs, a lot of passion, desire, so on and so forth. He have good technique too. But I just don't think, like, I'm thinking back to what previous generations, world-class left-backs used to be. I don't think that he matches up to the Marcelos and so on. And then also, if I compare him now to just the polar opposite, the right-backs,
yeah.
I also don't think he has talented as Trent. So
yeah.
That's kind of what I had to... He might be the best left-back in the world. Even if he was, I wouldn't put him in. I would just say all the left-backs are not where they need to be.
Mm-hmm. Fair enough, yeah. Cool. Virgil, what's yours?
Nah, it is that the same four. Yeah, I feel like, for me, I didn't consider Robertson because I feel like, same that what Patrick was saying with Trent. I feel like, just imagine Robertson playing like how Trent playing, and if Manuel Klopp had those two on the same side, just imagine how good. So I feel like there's levels that Robertson has not reached. Don't get me wrong, he's a quality footballer, but I wouldn't put him in world class. And I see, like, for Liverpool, the first team for sure, I had a lot of confusion in how I want to have my definition as world class, because there's a certain there's a certain individual in that Liverpool midfield that I am a fan of, and I'd be like, you know, he's a world class player. But you see that that's kind of, I feel like if I was to include him, then I'll kind of go against my definition for a lot of the other teams.
Yeah, but you don't know, you need to say who it is, right?
Yeah, the dog is Thiago. I feel like what looking at that, I feel like when you think about it, like I would say, for me, like bias aside, just focus on the quality of Thiago. You know for a fact he is there. But I feel like this is similar to like a lot of players who you could say similar like Thiago, but at this point they kind of fall out of the world class favor. So that's why I feel like I can't really put him in the world class conversation anymore.
Fair. Look, with Thiago, it also comes on to me with, like, the man just never fit, he never available. And you can't even really tell me what's his best role anymore to say who we compare them up against.
Yeah, right.
Or walking into other teams. So, yeah. Brandon, what's yours, bro?
Well, I was also debating Thiago as well, but if he walked into every team in the world, he'd probably injure himself, unfortunately. Well, so... I have all the four that you have. The Robertson one is another one I was trying to debate, because I do think that Robertson, a tough boy, because I truly believe that he in the past 4 years, I think he was world class.
Yeah.
But based on this season, even though he's only played 8 games this season, is not something I could definitively say that he's continued that level of performance. But I wouldn't say right now, but from last season especially, I would have put him there, but not this season, not especially.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I can live with that. Guys, I will try to have graphics up of these things as we go through teams and the name. So, yeah, we'll move on to Arsenal.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, God. Hey, this is going to be a quick one.
Oh, grandpa Bible, yes.
Telling already.
So right. I had three players, and then one which I would have wanted to put in, or two rather I would have wanted to put in, but I think it's too soon to put them in yet. Or rather that, honestly, I think they're walking into a lot of teams, boy, but I can understand a lot of people don't feel the same way. But yeah, so the three is Saliba, Rice, and Saka. I think the three of them is, like, again, only Salah better than Saka. So you're talking about walking into 99% of the team. I think Rice is the best in the world right now. And I think Saliba up there as well. So, yeah, those are my three.
Raise your hand if you had one. Anybody had one?
Right, I had one.
Who?
Rice.
Oh, sick. Virgil, you had any?
Nah, I had one, but it wasn't Rice.
Who?
Saka.
And guess what? I had Saliba. And John had all three.
Yeah, but you know that just proves that all of y'all are just heaters, really, and truly.
No, I disagree with that, bro. Let me talk first. Rice literally won one of the biggest European competitions in the world last year. Right?
Mm.
So he already fits in my criteria, right?
Okay.
And
yeah,
another problem I have with the whole Saka thing is that I personally believe if you think Saka is world class, you have to think that Martinelli is world class. That's just how I see it. Like you cannot. To me, there's little to take away between both of them.
The reason
if you're using stats alone, fine. But don't come and tell me like player wise.
No, but
one is not world class and the other one is.
Again, so like for me, it's consistency too. Now, I like both watching like how this season has gone and then the season before last with Martelli. It's like I just think the delta between his performances could go really big. Oh. Whereas with Saka,
yeah, but are you already talking about a high performing player though?
No, I know. And you see the other thing too is like also like when you're talking about players that could walk into other teams, I think again, like unfortunately on that side of the field, the bar is a lot higher in terms of who you're walking in against. Because then now you're talking about walking up against Mbappe and Vinicius, Leao.
Yeah, but doesn't that say more about the position rather than the players though?
Yeah, exactly.
But then when I watch, you know, the records that Saka has managed to put up, as well as, you know, the way that he can change. No, Saka is the youngest player to achieve 25 goals and assists in the Premier League history, period. And I think that says something. You also say, you know, win something. He won the FA Cup as well. That is still.
He did not win the FA Cup, by the way. He was on the bench. So he did not win the FA Cup.
Yes, but he was part of the team. And he also scored. And
he didn't start the game.
The final, yeah.
But yeah, he didn't start the game.
Yes, but he still won the competition.
So you think he's been world class since then?
No, but you said that.
When do you think he became world class?
21, 22.
So 2 years ago?
Yeah.
All right, so please don't bring up the FA Cup for me, please. Okay. You can agree on that? Okay, right. So I only think Rice is world class, and I think that if you look at performance wise, Rice pretty basic.
I'm not saying no. I do hear the trophy thing because I agree that should be something.
Because this is I'm glad we did the Arsenal one too because this is important.
Yeah.
The point of football is not to put up stats or to break records. The point of football is to win, right? And Saka has not won anything with him as a mainstay in the team yet.
Right.
I do think he will win eventually. And he is a world-class talent. I'm not saying he's not one of the best English players in the world. He's not one of the best right-wingers in the world. But right now, he's not world-class. I love Saliba just as much as everybody else here.
Yeah.
Saliba is not world-class either. He's an exceptional talent. Probably one of the best centre-backs in the world. He's not world-class. I see the same about Martinelli. Him, I feel a lot of players like that. But for me, only Rice is world-class. And it's not a slight on the rest of them. And it's not being a hater. Is being completely honest. And if you look at it, the reason that Arsenal are doing so well this season is they've added a world-class player into their team. And the whole defensive structure has improved because Rice has been brought into the team. Arsenal's greatest strength this season is their defense. And that is because of Rice.
You would say Rice was world-class last season. Like I thought more like even before he had won the trophy. If somebody had asked.
No, well, he didn't win a trophy yet. So for me, when he won the trophy, for me, that is vindication of him being world class.
Okay, yeah. So you like winning the trophies when you can go from being like a world class talent, a world class player.
Yeah, you don't even have to be a talent. Like if you are one of the, to me, you can't be a world class player if you don't win anything.
True.
That doesn't make any sense.
Honestly,
to me.
I can live with that. Fair enough.
But honestly, based on everything Brandon said, like Brandon convinced me. So that's why for me, I can't suck on Melissa on it. Because don't get me wrong, Saka had the trajectory to become world class. Because like realistically, I feel like there has not been much yet for Saka to be in that world class conversation. Still, to me, I still would not put Rice as a world class player yet it's because just like wait.
It's not my fault.
Based on what you say, I wouldn't have put Rice in a world class conversation like last year. I was just so fired when people were saying all Rice, but. I feel like Rice has the trajectory right now to become world class. I feel like this is the season. But basically, the season not completed. And right now, he looking real good. He looking like he could be top player. And right now, he wanted as was good for his career. He did it at West Ham. I honestly don't care what you do at West Ham, honestly. You're at Arsenal. You have a team right now that's pushing for the title. You're in the pressure right now. and you're still proving, and you're proving yourself while in the pressure. So I feel like how this season play out, then I will decide. I'll see what I'll put. But right now, I like what I see from Rice. But I tried to put Saka because I wanted somebody on the list, but my list kind of empty.
I can live with what Brandon say. And I would also say then there's a lot of players there that granted that they do win something over this next year would then be the vindication they need to really be world class players. Mm. And there's a good
Bundesliga and all the hair what I had to say.
So yeah. Patrick, you have anything you want to add on that before we move on? I know you already had
I think I hear the argument about the need to show that you could win. And for the most part, I agree with it. It is something that me and John have gone back and forth a lot when we talk about Kane. I am on one side and he's on the other. And generally speaking, I've been on the side of winning is extremely important, but at the same time, you need to be able to look at someone's talent and for the same point, you know, judge them based off of that talent too. Because in a team sport, there's only so much that you could do unless you're Messi and you literally drag anybody over the line. Yeah. There are limits to what you could do. So that all that is to say that I do think that there are like maybe two, maybe three exceptions to the rule. And I think Kane is one. We'll come to that later on. The reason I put Saliba and not anybody else is because I do believe that Saliba is the most talented out of the bunch. And right now is operating at the highest level. I think that right now, this season, he has operated at a higher level than Rice, in my opinion. However, Rice has won something. So I completely understand where Brandon is coming from. The reason that I put Saliba and not the others is because, in my opinion, he's operated higher than everybody else.
I'm not retracting my tree, but I get where Brandon's coming from, and I can live with that. Because like I wanted to ask Brandon. So if it was a case that like you remember like a few years ago Spurs was in the Carabao Cup final, right? If they had win that, you know, like
I don't count as a major trophy, bro.
See, I know I like the Paris. Okay. Cool.
I also don't count the FA Cup as a major trophy as well, so
okay, cool.
You don't like him again.
Fears.
No, if you want to say that, that's fine. Spurs then, next. Since we talk about Kane. Any world class players at Spurs? Nah, there was nowhere. I had zero.
Tumbleweeds just rolling through right now.
Anybody have any?
Spurs.
Anybody have some? Anybody put some?
Nah.
Okay.
Kind of Romero win a World Cup, Salik.
I don't mean he world class.
No, the decisions he's make during games is not world class.
I don't mean he world class at all.
For sure.
Okay, cool, nice. We move across that one kind of fast. Chelsea.
No.
Brandon.
I would today what I was saying.
I said no. I have one.
I actually do have any, you know, if I'm being honest with you.
Yeah. That makes sense.
The only person who could fit into that is Sterling.
Yeah.
But based off of last season, I can't put him there.
Not Sterling on my list, boy. Sterling do too much for the game, too much for the English game to not be.
Yeah. I totally agree with that. Like, but based off of last season, though, I think like his world class status has been revoked.
Right.
Yes, that's what I said. The same thing for Robertson. Yeah, I don't think he is Robertson. I don't think so. Fair. But Robertson is a good season last season, right? Yeah, he has his last season.
Another key thing to his mentality, too. And I feel like how still in that drop off in form, I feel like that's the excuse of the coach and what going on wrong and what going on at Chelsea. I feel like that's not a big enough excuse to say how you could go from playing at that high level, have that mentality, and just you go there where you could be the star man, even in tough times. So that's the only thing. But still, now I feel like what Sterling did for the game, man, had to be there in world class for me.
Surprisingly, I say Gallagher would.
Gallagher is the boss.
Gallagher's captain.
With that being said, let me go to United.
Ooh.
Nice. Anybody?
Yeah, I didn't have any.
I had I had somebody in the hold on. Go ahead, I'll get up to you.
Well, apparently, you look, I
would say that I would give Bruno an honorable mention for his levels of consistency. I think he's always had a good season at United and always had a good season at Portugal. But I don't think he's world class. There's nothing that puts him over the edge for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, though. Bruno, dog. Hey, Sporting, Bruno. Bruno at Sporting had the trajectory to become a world class player. I just feel like in United.
But the second that man leave, then win their first trophy in 30 years.
Right, I mean, that's true. Yeah, that's true. Going back to what I was saying about mentality, I feel like that's what separates Bruno.
I was actually studying with like Onana.
Nah, nah, please. What? No, please.
Damn.
Okay, like I am aware that he has literally been crippling for United, right?
Not like, dog, nah, that's just garbage.
John, he was literally banned for like half a season or like something last season.
Last, if that was the year before. But I didn't double check if that was last year.
He only played half a season for Inter last season also.
Yes.
No, but his ban was probably more than a year, you know, for the steroids, however.
Because he came
back. At a point about United, and the point was, I think they have a lot of players that were on the cusp of being world class.
You know, like at some point, Varane and Casemiro were world class as well. You know.
Fact. Yeah. Well. Yeah. Of course. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. For sure.
But I think there was a point where Rashford. Ooh, I know what I want. I think Rashford had the trajectory of a world class player, and I think Bruno had the trajectory as well. Martial had a Ballon d'Or clause in his contract, so you know he was potentially there too.
Was playing up Rashford, Raheem, Man City numbers at Dortmund and winning the Pokal.
That's not a major trophy, though, sorry.
Only the league and European trophies, well, international
and national team trophies are major trophies.
Well, yeah, I say international trophies.
Oh no, I didn't say that, sorry.
Okay, cool, fair enough. And well, is there any players that are not in those teams you all want to consider world class? Anybody
who did we not call
that Trippier when that league like 4 years ago, whenever that was?
I mean, I think Trippier is real close.
Yeah, he's close.
Because listen, every team that Trippier has gone to, he has significantly improved now. Eh? He went to Atleti, all right? Started almost every game and win them their first league for a good while. Came back to Newcastle. Look at the impact at Newcastle now. He was the start of the project. He was the first player they brought back.
Yeah, true.
Right? And at the time, it was like, Trippier, this guy's been absent for a long time. Well, what are they bringing him for? Different story now, right? That's a long way to say no, though. I don't think so. But he's real close, though. I think he's real close.
I'm trying to...
I mean...
Yeah, not John, apparently.
Yeah, not John.
Forget that.
Alright, I will call off your knowledge. I'll tell you if I agree.
Yeah.
Courtois.
Yeah.
Vinicius.
Yeah.
Rodrigo.
He's not on mine.
No. Alright. I'm interested in Oleg still counting Chris and Modric as world class players.
I'll be real, I still count Modric.
I still think Chris is a world class player. Valverde.
Not on mine.
I have Valverde on mine.
I have Valverde on mine too. I don't see anybody.
Too much in big moments for them.
You're missing this one. You're literally missing this one.
Ooh.
I don't know how he could not be. I'm just not sure how he could not be. Only by the trophy thing he could not be. So I'll understand. I forgot about that part. So I could understand if he's not by the trophies. Let me ask you a question. If he won the Bundesliga, would you have called him?
Yes, 100%.
Yeah.
100%. So he is one trophy away, or he is a trophy away from being world.
Even if he won the Euros, or if he won the Euros, right? If he won the Euros or the World Cup or something, he would definitely be up there too.
Okay, then I think you and I are on the same page in terms of his ability. The only difference is we have different metrics that we with the judges like. Because Bellingham is on mine. So I completely, I think we, I could live with that.
In terms of the other players, anybody had Kamavinga? I had him.
He on the cusp for me. He literally on the cusp for me. Like, if I see more from him this season, I'll put him there.
I think, like, you just see the impact that he's had when he's on the field, boy. And like, the fact that, like, you've seen that amongst...
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Like, you talk about winning trophies, though. You've seen that amongst while they're winning trophies, and he's a big game changer for that boy, and... Yeah, so
and like, he can play multiple positions.
I quicker have him. I did not have too many fit, but I had him.
Anybody have anybody Alaba. Else though?
Nah.
Wait, so
I had Alaba too.
Who is your midfielders?
Cruz, Modric, Valverde, and John have Kamavinga, but I have him on the cusp.
I would say Cruz and Modric. I wouldn't put Valverde there yet, and I would not put.
I think Valverde has done enough to change games for Madrid in title winning aspirations. So Meta to be able to play me.
I think Valverde haven't been used enough. I think that's my problem with him.
I feel like Valverde could either go to being world class or being in next Asensio.
We were
all screaming for Asensio at some point.
Nah, Valverde has lasted way longer than Asensio. Any
others?
We said him first.
I
think John was still loading him.
How much players we had it? Like 8?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You have 8. Anybody has Militao? I just want to cause a curiosity.
I can't lie, this could be Sean, but Sean talked to me enough that I think that man might have a loose wire too much, right? So I didn't have him. Because I didn't have Rudiger either.
Okay.
I mean, Loki, I think
that's the way I kind of was going with it. Now, I think Rudiger has shown a better level than him, and I didn't have Rudiger there yet.
Okay.
You all put all these players there. Anybody put Carvajal?
I don't think he's world class anymore.
I was thinking about that.
I don't think he's world class anymore.
He's having a good season right now, though.
The man survived time too, you know.
Can I ask him what it is?
I think the man. What is it?
What is it about Fede? Like I love him. So, like, I think he has the ability to break games, boy,
and I think that's a crucial thing, you know.
Well, Ward-Prowse could do that too.
Not prove out after the Champions League.
Yeah, but does he win the Champions League while doing that though?
He would never win the Champions League. Ward-Prowse would.
Don't talk about West Ham like that, man. Come on.
My bad.
Carvajal, definitely. Like, I'm pretty sure he could have, like, a year or two ago. When did they win? 2 years ago?
Well, okay, so then why can't you say that about Alaba?
About
2 years ago when he was at Bayern, we would have called him world class, but now I still think
he's world class.
Somebody had him.
I had him.
No, right. So what? That's what I was saying then. How come we could say that for Carvajal, but not for Alaba?
Still consistently performed even last year and this year. Sorry.
Carvajal is currently performing.
Alaba performed the year he reached and last year and still this year. At a very high level.
If he continues like this for the whole season, I would at the end of the season, he goes back into world class for me. Yeah. Okay. Goes back into world class for me.
Okay.
But right now I don't think he is.
Okay.
I think he might be a little past it. But if he continues, which is why I have Modric and Cruz, because I continuously see that for them. I don't always see it for Carvajal, which is true.
I have Modric for sure. I think Cruz dip off a little bit. And so for me, not anymore. But
I don't know, boy.
But
like,
it's okay.
I would admit that I went kind of strict with this thing.
Mm-hmm. I'm also a Barcelona fan. I put out there too.
But
his game itself, hasn't really dropped off.
And create like 3 chances in the process. Probably assist a goal from a corner. And dictate the entire pace, though.
That's facts.
As much as he's a Nazi.
That's facts. Out of everybody that we say, I would put Cruz back in. I would say I was too harsh on Cruz, but I think Fede, I like Fede so much. I think he will be there at a point. I just think right now, I'll put it all like this. Madrid could easily win a game without him. He does not have to start every game. Actually, I'll put it like this. He could get injured now, and Madrid would not realize.
Could I put it like this?
I'll put it like that. I don't think...
Team besides the Empire,
yes,
and probably City, he still starts.
Uh-huh.
Actually, I lie. He started.
Yeah, but I wasn't using that metric in my thing.
I would say that he starts for City and all along too.
See, because that goes back to the whole top five thing, though. Because then we said the same thing about Robbo. Like, Robbo could go and start in almost every team.
But we say he's starting for City now with the injury crisis. We're talking De Bruyne, Bernardo, Rodri.
Assuming that he is going to start that. We have not seen, obviously KDB has been injured, right? But we have not seen what this midfield is going to look like when he is back. Because he used Bernardo Silva as a winger last year, you know? And for all we know...
Nah, but I talk about our midfield that we used before. We used De Bruyne, Bernardo, Rodri. And that's still my favorite midfield three. So I feel like, I do feel like Valverde not stepping in that midfield. Oh, Cruz?
Oh, I thought we were talking about Valverde.
Oh, yeah,
no, I've been saying Valverde could get injured and Madrid wouldn't really notice. I'm talking about Valverde. Yeah, because to me, he isn't used enough. Bro, Cruz is used every important game Cruz has to play. Mm-hmm. But if it's an important game, you won't be surprised if Valverde don't start.
Yeah.
And to me, that's where...
But you know what
I'm talking mean? Currently, yeah, because Bellingham has kind of his spot.
Come off the bench and change the game for them, boy.
What type of world-class player is a bench player? I've never seen bench world-class.
They could have come off the bench and change the game. You know that.
And they have players that do something that just don't make it onto the field. You know, because we talk about quality teams.
I would tell you something. The world-class players we called for City. The world-class players that we called for City. They are starting in our final. We know that.
For a big... bitch. You see final in the end. A big part of last season Walker was starting though.
Yeah. You know what, Daniel?
I would be on I'll take you up on Valverde. Would you agree he's on the cusp of world class? Would you agree with that?
Yeah. 100%. He's so close. 100%.
You know what's one factor too for Valverde that I feel like that is also goodness favor? The current Uruguay team. Because I feel like for Uruguay,
dragging that team, bro.
Dog, I feel like for Uruguay, if you do a little Copa America, and we don't know with them.
Nunes doesn't actually miss chances for Uruguay. He's actually for them.
Nah, Nunes for Uruguay is good. So.
Okay, cool, nice. Yeah. You aren't going to hate me for not mentioning Nunes and world class players or Luis Diaz.
That's tough.
Oh no, I spoke to you about this a few weeks ago. He did mention Luis. Yeah,
he said Luis Diaz.
Would that be?
I mean, come on, dog. And this man fighting me on Trippier though with this kind of take.
Does anybody have anybody besides Gundogan for Bar? Is the Gundogan and Twister again? And Cancelo.
Oh, it's not gonna be like what?
Oh yeah,
I have Gundogan and Twister again, Cancelo.
Yeah. I left out Cancelo. Yeah, he changed my mind couple of games. I left him out because we made this like 3 weeks ago. And since then, he went and win like a whole important game for us, which is crazy.
You know, he went 2 times last season.
Look, Cancelo for me does like look world class sometimes and then sometimes look like kind of like that, you know? I don't know, man. I think if somebody argue Cancelo long enough,
you think with Cancelo is like because Pep changed the system, whatever. But like, the man is still a elite fullback. You know,
that's facts. Yeah. He's doing it at Barca right now, dog. Because imagine this, right? Imagine he came to Barca to play right back because we had Alex Balde, right? And then played so good that they had to move him to left back so he could affect the game even more. benching Balde and playing at centre back at right back. Mm-hmm. All because of him. Yeah, he's world class, dog. I'll put him in. I'll put him in.
That's my
He's world class. Yeah.
For me, is Gundo to Steven, not Cancelo, but I had a Paul Lewandowski.
Yeah, he's not in mine. I'll tell you that, right? For free, I'll tell you he's not in mine.
On the Patreon, you gotta get it.
I'm with it.
But he'll tell you for free.
Yeah.
I can't lie, he's not in mine either. His entire spell at Barca really make me, one, really question as to how good this Bundesliga really is. And then, two, how much Bayern does really manage to hoodwink you about some of these players, boy? Because... Yeah, about strikers. Yeah, specifically strikers, boy. Because that man scored 20 goals last year, and it felt like he should have scored 35. And that is the rate at which he missed chances. No.
Supermoting, you talking about?
Or... Lewa at,
we talking about it.
He scored 20. Yeah.
And, at Barca?
And he was squandering last season. Worse, you know? And so, for y'all who are here, as the second part of this, you know, y'all heard in the first part how Patrick was complaining about it. And like that just kind of has been his story about him. Now, I also think this was a bad match, yeah? But like, though you make your bed, you lie in it, you know. So I mean, yeah, I don't have him in mind. He can't walk into much teams again for me. It kind of shows me how not just service oriented that he is, but also like at Bayern you'll get 8 chances a game. So when you score your 2. You're good to go.
Bro.
Dog.
He's delusional, dog. The man is delusional. And then the worst part about all that delusion is you're going to make a TikTok after and dance like a woman. What am I watching?
Let's look at our top 14. Who you prefer? Lewandowski or Watkins?
You don't want me answering.
Jesus Christ.
I'll take Watkins. I'll tell you that for free.
I genuinely mean that. No, that's a great point.
I haven't told him that's Barca, so I would be.
I think the other thing about Lewandowski for me, boy, is that he's constantly proved that he's not a big game player.
Yep.
And that for me does real tarnish, like. Like, remember when we had the whole Suarez, Benzema, Lewandowski debate? Like, I think, like, as that has aged, it has become very clear. Like, he should not have been...
Haram that he was in that list, though. Haram.
Don't you see what Suarez is doing?
Not at the moment.
Dog.
But that is crazy, yeah? Like, what it is, you put up... No, but you literally put a Rolls Royce in the second division of Brazil now, so... I mean,
I did not know Grammy was in the second division. I thought he was still in the first division. So, well, it's sad those get relegated. That's so sad, eh? But,
Yeah, but, Heritage.
I have Ter Stegen, Gundo, and Frankie.
Yeah, I thought they would put Frankie. I think I was watching Barca too much, you know, and that is my problem because I just get to witness the downfall of all these players.
Here's my thing with Frankie, boy. I personally think the Barca move was a terrible move for them.
All the time.
Because I think the club, both at the same time. Because as long as Frankie has been at Barcelona, I always have this impression that they want him to be something that he's not.
Yeah.
His whole game has suffered because of that. Yeah. And even when he suffered during that, they still were able to win the league last season. So for me, I personally think, and this might be more personal than anything, I think he could walk into many teams in the world, to be honest.
That's true.
Like there aren't many players with his skill set in the world.
I think so.
So he's the third one for me. I can't give you any others. I wish I could say João Felix, but that is our next round.
Wait,
if he left Ajax and went straight to City, it would be a whole different conversation.
I wish I could have said that, but that's in a different timeline.
You didn't
time
want to say Ferran Torres, though?
Yeah. Why would you want to say Ferran?
What shark? A gummy shark?
Is there anybody that you all wanted to say that couldn't be said? Like, I don't know. Maybe to me, I thought Araujo might have been close. Yeah, Pedri is talented, but
it's just again
Pedri. I wish he would stay fit.
My thing with Frankie is like, Salik, I agree with you, and I genuinely believe that you can take that man and put him in probably every other team, though, right? It's just that like, I hate when we just hate is very strong. I feel like we're dealing with ifs and buts then of like, okay, if he was not used like this, but used like this. And
yeah, I know, I agree. And I think that's not like the reality. I agree with you, yeah.
It's like seeing like if this winger was used as a striker, he would have been world class. But we don't know. Because we have not seen it. We've seen what we see. And I think, like, as you say, Frankie has been, I think he has been misused as well, and they've wanted him to be a Busquets when he isn't, and he has suffered for it.
I mean, half of the problem too is that Busquets was still there. Yeah. So because of that, he couldn't play over a guy that's still there.
Because he was there, and because Busquets is who he is, like, it will probably help him to train and learn the role. But it was like the actual opposite, where he stagnated his development.
I mean, also, I don't think his game... Who could learn to do what Busquets will do? It's like saying, okay, we brought this guy to replace Messi, so he should learn from Messi to play like Messi.
I mean, with all due respect,
like, does that make sense? Yeah. Like, I don't know.
I'm assuming he used an extreme to make the point. And I understand.
Busquets is an extreme. That's why I used Messi.
Yeah, Busquets is an extreme, if you're being honest.
Anybody thought that Araujo is kind of close, or is it just me?
I like Araujo a lot.
Yeah, I think he's close, and I just think he's too unfit.
John, I'm surprised you didn't say Araujo. The amount of time I hate
him. Very good. But like,
no, I think he's really good, you know. He just real unfit.
Yeah,
that's a problem.
Real players.
You take Araujo over Gabriel?
Not in any way.
Ah, okay.
Sorry.
Interesting. I remember
that
right now.
Yeah, interesting.
I actually thought Patrick might have wanted to say, well, actually, nah, he would have never said Koundé. Never mind. Does he actually do like this man? Because he never said
Koundé.
Yeah, I don't really like Koundé. You know, surprisingly, I'm the Barca fan. I had the least amount of players. I only had three.
I had three as well.
Oh, you left off Cancelo.
I had three.
Yeah, I didn't put Cancelo. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
and you left off Frankie, John.
Okay, right. With that being said, the rest of La Liga, it's really more Atletico.
How much you think it's up?
That's all you had? Any hold on La Liga?
Chance. Though, we just said...
I can help you out.
We was going
Nahuel Molina.
That we're doing all teams, okay? You don't need to be so aggressive. But go ahead. Explain.
My bad, sorry. It's cool.
One more glad.
Yeah, but we do.
Yeah, it's not like you could say. It's because he was playing bad. He just wasn't playing football.
Enough excuse, though. I really ask him, though.
Do you not think that... Did you expect him to be anything less when he came to Betis?
We talk about his availability thing, you know? And
no, but he wasn't at that club.
No,
it's not like he was injured for most of the time.
Because he didn't get the permit or whatever, because he was without that club. When before that he was at Sevilla?
Yeah, but I didn't
what is saying that, like...
No, but it wasn't like he was playing bad though, John. That's my point. Like, it's not like he isn't it. That was not, I think that's non footballing reasons to put it on him.
What
he has won stuff
at Madrid. Should we possibly wait for the season to finish before we put him?
Yeah, you could probably. Yeah, that's the same thing as with Valverde or Carvajal. Same thing.
Mm-hmm. I think that would be. I could more get on board with that because to me, I think that he hasn't revitalized his career enough for me to put him up there. I mean, he's still not in the national team and so on, you know. And I can't think of a single world-class talent that don't get called up for the country. like not even start games, but like called up, you know. Now I definitely see where you're going, and I'll with you, Brandon. And if you want to say he's world class, that's fine. That's completely fine. Well, I have fight it on me. I would just say. Oh, trust me, it's gonna get way easier for me.
I like it when I see the arrow, that being said,
would anybody put Oblak?
I think last season was just real bad.
I wouldn't.
Boy.
Yeah.
I was trying to. I won't lie.
He was.
But like, if him and I spent so much time injured recently too.
He also had a big dip in his career too.
You're looking at this Atletico team. Looking at the last team that they played. I mean, the last game that they played, right, which was against who was this team? Almeria, right? Mm. They played Oblak, Savage, Axel Witsel, Azpilicueta. I don't think he's world class anymore.
Nah.
Llorente. I don't know if anybody have a case for Llorente.
Nope.
DePaul. Anybody have a case for DePaul?
I might.
I think I could probably make a convincing case for DePaul. I think Messi could as well.
Yeah.
Koke, anybody?
Not anymore.
Anymore? Okay. Well, we have Griezmann. Anybody want to put their 2 cents for Morata? Anybody?
I was considering Morata. That's the only person I was considering.
Good Lord, y'all are terrorists. Why are y'all considering Morata?
A man have more than me. Final Champions League goes down.
Could I add
Harry Kane?
How much semi-finals goes in?
He said semi-finals.
Interesting.
Dan Haaland, Dan Harry Kane, Dan Lewandowski.
Well, yeah.
Man, I'm a big fan of him.
I want to put one other person into this. Rakitic.
I could go with you with that one.
I like that. I would say he had a world-class career.
I could quicker put Rakitic over Morata.
Well, I'm not like very low. I don't think
Morata 100%.
But I really do have a sore spot for the man. I do understand if Salek doesn't. But like, I he's one of them men. Like, I really believe it. Have a reason that top coaches just want to just rely on him, man. Dog. And for all like the comical misses he has, though, the man has played a lot of crucial roles in a lot of team successes. So,
like what? Getting water for the boys? I don't understand.
He was part of the event that team that not only reached the final but also won the league in a time where AC Milan was still dominant. He was also part of the Real Madrid side that won only Ronaldo's second league title, scoring like 14 goals. Was running around.
Wait. Let's wheel. Let's go back to the. I'm not trying to make this a big thing, eh? But let's go back to the Juve thing. He wasn't coming off the bench. Because I could have swear he was coming off the bench, you know.
I can't remember, but
I think he was coming off the bench. I know he was scoring, but he was coming from the bench.
But wait, hold on. We can make a shot. John, do you think there was ever a point where Morata was working?
Oh, no. I'm not actually arguing nothing. I think. I don't see it. Well, we're good then.
Oh, I thought you was arguing it.
Okay, cool. We can go to where y'all want to go. Syria, Germany, France. Anybody?
Y'all almost put DePaul, you know, and that would have made my day, though. If y'all had put DePaul in this list, y'all would have made my day.
I would put him at Daniel. I'll be in real honest with you. I think
he's great.
I have a big take about how he was the best midfielder in the Argentina World Cup win. And I firmly believe that... I have a firm belief that Atletico Madrid are very good defensively in the midfield because of him. So I would get on board with you on now. I didn't think he was world-class until they won the World Cup. And then I realized like how important he really is. Cool. So, nice. I mean, I'll put him there. Think about Argentina without Rodrigo De Paul. Think about how important he is to that team.
I follow this man since Valencia days, but this man has been... Don't get me wrong, he's a good servant. He's a quality servant.
All right, Ole, come on. Again, late. Then we keep it going.
Okay, well, let me make it easy then. Let's go Bundesliga.
Cool. Go first, Patrick.
Yeah. We don't even need to go club by club.
Are we going to get plenty ones out of this?
Don't even go club by club. Just call
him.
I'm waiting.
Yes.
No.
No.
Try again.
Not yet.
You think Ronaldo is world class? Like, you think he was always world class?
Use are the same one. Use are the same one.
Based off of what? These 15 games of the season so far?
3 months. We only 3 months.
I'm hoping he can fall apart since he leave.
No, and that's why I'm asking you. Do you think he was world class at Benfica? That's
I don't
asking
think
you.
He was good enough. It's just you wouldn't notice it as much at Benfica.
John, is he world class or not? As I was asking you. Is he world class at Benfica?
Well, you just said no. But the first time you asked him, you said no.
At Benfica.
If you think he was world class before, I'm not fighting you on it. Because, truthfully, I think he has been an underrated player for a long time.
Yeah,
and, the fact that he now get called up for Spain is even more justification for that. So I could get behind
but
him.
But besides
now.
That, and that team,
Grimaldo, interesting.
It good, yeah.
Yeah, again,
I'm not gonna fight. I wouldn't fight it
though.
Yeah,
boy, though. But when he win the league,
he is on the heat. He would if he win, I would put him there. I mean, honestly, yeah.
Who we said?
You're talking about Xhaka, right? Yeah.
Really.
Yeah, I'll put him there.
Mm-hmm. If, win.
Yeah, if he win. If they win the season. If they win the season.
If they win, you wouldn't put Florian Wirtz if they win.
Yes.
Oh, no, Florian Wirtz would be there too. He would be there too. I'd say that Xhaka would be there.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah,
he'll
be there. So.
Okay, so.
Who
have anybody from Leverkusen and Dortmund? No, anybody? Nobody? I kind of.
No.
I was going
to. I'm trying to think about if I have it. No, you know what, boy? You know what, boy? I can't see it, dog. I put in Mats Hummels as a world-class
player. No, I was thinking that's why...
Mats Hummels is still a world-class player, boy.
I was thinking about that with Dortmund.
This is where I need to step. I don't know if he's still a world-class player. I definitely think he was. See, it's the same thing with, like, Rakitic, though. I think these guys definitely were world-class, and I'm not sure if they still are. I'm not sure, is what I'm saying. I'm going to put my foot down and be like, nah.
Have you seen him this season? Could we agree that if he plays well this season... That he will get back to world class.
If he finishes this season well,
a big part of why they are in the Champions League round of 16 is this man, dog. Yeah, dog.
It's like, because of Hummels.
Like, dog, talk about Dortmund defense, right? We know how shit it is, dog. And this man holding it down. So, also, somebody who I also think is on the cusp of it from Dortmund is Julian Brandt.
Okay, John, they've conceded. John, they've conceded 23 goals in the league.
But in the Champions League, if you watch his performances, you'll understand. Like,
I don't watch Bundesliga, but I've seen his performances in the Champions League. So I'm judging him off of that, and I thought he's been playing very well.
Right.
So yeah, if he finished the season well, then because he's been world class before, 100%.
Right, okay. We can agree on that. I'll take that.
That's
true. Saying that on the cusp of it, I think is Julian Brandt. Yeah.
Yeah.
Who, Brandt?
I think
this one?
Cost of it.
I don't know
why. He was really good at Leverkusen. Okay, okay. I thought he kind of struggled his first year.
He did, But Johnny, you know what's the next thing too, boy? He injury prone, boy.
No, I think. And
damn.
Yeah, he wanted that one.
John Ness injury prone too, boy.
Yeah.
John Ness injury prone that day, boy.
John Ness injury prone. I agree with him though. I think Brandt would be on the cusp. It's just he injury prone.
But your cap or Brandt or any what a team you feel like Brandt could walk into realistically.
I don't think he would walk into plenty, boy. But it's not to say he's a bad player. He's a
He's a good player.
He's just not.
Question. Is Brandt more talented than Xavi Simon?
That's a good question.
Good question.
How old is Brandt now? Anyway.
About 26.
I think he's in too injury prone, boy. I could probably never put him up.
Yeah, that's an issue.
Yeah. Okay. Enough ifs and buts then.
Time for the Bayern.
Yes.
Wait. So nobody put Royce?
Nah. Not for me.
Injury prone, boy.
No. True.
Injury prone. Is he one of the best German talents? Yes.
Bayern, let me hear it.
Does he have a trophy? Does Royce have a trophy?
I don't think he has a trophy at Dortmund, you know. He has cups.
Yeah.
No trophy, though.
Bayern, guys.
Yeah, Bayern.
Okay, again, I made this list 3 weeks ago, right? Kane, Neuer, Kimmich.
That's okay, interesting. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. I have Neuer, Kimmich, Sané.
I'm with you on the Sané. I definitely with you. Because again, Sané. 3 weeks ago, I made this list. Yeah.
Nah. I try to think about if I have anybody else. I forget him.
I hit that for me. I have Kane, Neuer, Kimmich, and the only person out of that out of those explosive wingers I consider is Koeman.
Okay.
Koeman on his day is unplayable. I will say that.
John, do you have Kim? I'm curious. Oh. You do? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't know. 21st was playing anywhere.
No, 21st was.
Sorry, 25th.
We're going lower.
But look, I did not think he was world class before that, but like all you know, I was actually watching this.
Yeah, I know.
It was really good. And then last year, Napoli, don't watch how they fall apart since he left. He's the only big player that left, you know, and they fall apart. And then, you know, he gone by now, and obviously, he's very good. I think him is world class. Yeah, I think him is world class. Can I say one thing though? I think Davies is world class too, by the way.
Come on.
Nah, bro. I think Davies. Nah, boy.
You feel so strongly about it?
Yes. Because, again, like, he was a big part of them winning things. And now, if only what I argued meant that he could get injury prone, then fair. I will hear that. Because he has missed a lot of time. But, like, dog, I don't like what Theo Hernandez is the only fuck I think might be better than him. Like, I don't see how he's not a world class.
I think Robertson is a better left back than Davies.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
I mean, Davies faster.
I don't think so.
I
mean,
Davies have more chicken.
Okay, yeah, Davies have more beat than Robertson. Robertson have a better delivery. He's a better defender. He have better IQ. He have better lungs. He have better fitness.
You know why I really can't put him there, boy? Because I think, and this might sound very bad coming from a Canadian, but I think... I think that Davies has been living off the 8-2 for a long time, and like people because of those moments, people don't like to criticize him for the things that he's not very good at. Because I don't think he's a great defender now. Like, I really don't.
He's not.
I do think he's fast, and I also have this thing about players where, if you lose your speed, what is there left?
Yeah.
And that's a problem I have with Davies. So. Is he one of the best left backs in the world? Yes. Do I think he's world class? No.
Good answer, Steve. Good answer.
Now I do think that I will interleave that. That's fine.
John, do you know what his assists and goals were for the past two seasons in the league alone?
It's less than 10.
It's less than 5 in the past 3 seasons.
God. He's an offensive left back though. Like, if you're putting him in your team, you're putting him for what he could get you going.
In attacking, rather than
That one was saying Robertson have a better delivery than him.
Can I say that I still think that Muller's world class?
Yeah, I can probably live with that. Bro, listen, if a man break the assist record like 2 years in a row. Like that tough, like you can't, you're real hard to dispute now. Right?
Yeah, every year, last year was the first year that our man actually gets some time off onto the bench, though. Like every year that they try to put this man down, he still comes back up. And I want to say one other thing. Now, I do think Kimmich is a world class player, but I think Kimmich is a very misused player.
Yeah,
because I don't think he's a 6. Like, I don't think like he's a DM. I think he plays next to somebody like that. But I don't think he's the one you want sitting screening at your back line, making tackles on to stop counters, that kind of thing. And I think like between him and Goretzka, I think it worked out 1 year.
Yeah.
When they win the Champions League. And to be fair, I will say this again. There's a reason why, outside of the fact that there was a need at right back, but there's a reason why they won. When Thiago was fit to play the whole campaign and played until the final, I get my match in the final too. Because Thiago had helped to add balance to that midfield and to stop games from being overly chaotic as well. But yeah,
Wait, hold on. I have something to dispute.
Go ahead.
The Muller thing, man. Like, look, all respect to Muller. He's had a world-class career. He will go down as an icon in FIFA, so on and so forth, right? He doesn't start in Bayern's best 11 right now, and I don't know any world-class player that is on the bench. I can't name one.
You know, the thing about Muller is an interesting case, because one, that he is the only player of a role that he invented.
Fox, that Ramgoita is crazy.
So that is one aspect. And the second thing is that Muller is old, and the problem is that Muller has become a player where, like, you know, form is temporary, cast is permanent. That's how we can describe Muller right now. Is he still world class? Probably not. But would I call on him in a big game? Hell yeah.
Fair enough. I mean, they subbed him on in the Champions League when they needed a win against, I don't remember who. He came on and assisted the win in like the most Muller way possible, because I thought he was going to shoot. And then he just faked it, drop the keeper, whatever, and give it to Tell to make like an open goal. And I was like, he's back.
I also find it interesting that nobody said Musiala.
Oh no.
Because he's just not. Yeah. Like, I don't think he is. Like, he's on track though.
Not yet.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's a quality player.
I just don't think that he is as decisive as he needs to be yet.
He's on track, but.
Yeah. And nobody gonna fight Monty Kane thing, right?
Could we talk about that for a second?
Yeah, sure.
So I think same.
I have a question. How much time Molly's
in? 116. Yeah, 116. Sorry.
116.
Oh, that is long. Okay,
we have one more league after.
I don't want this.
We have one more league.
Okay, so.
So nobody want to see why Mbappe and friends is world class.
We'll come
to the next league going to.
Okay, so the Kane thing, it comes right back to the I think we had an argument. Well, not argument, but like we had something earlier on with who was it, boy? I think I said it for Saliba or something.
Mm-hmm.
Again, Kane for me has world class ability, and is still operating at that level. Like, he did not go to Bayern and skip a step. I honestly think I would die on... This is the only hill I would die on. Everybody else, I could understand. Say Saliba is not world-class. Take him out. I don't care. Saka. I didn't even have him. But whoever else did not win something, take them out now. Take them out today. I don't care. But Kane is the one that I feel very passionately about, because I don't think it's his fault. I mean, literally for the Champions League finals he went to, he was injured, you know? He is so unlucky to be part of that team, dog. Any other team, he wins. He has the ability. That's a great question. But I honestly think he asked about England. And I think that England, well, I mean, I am a personal big England underrated, right? Like, every time they go to tournaments, I just be like, this is the one that they don't come out the group stage. This is the one that they diarrhea in their boxers, you know? Mm. And then there's always proof me wrong. So, but I think that England basically are the international version of Tottenham Hotspur. Then there's bottle. Everything England is bottle, boy. Everything.
The Kane one for me, boy, is that it is indisputable how good Kane is as a player.
Mm-hmm.
But and I also had him as number one in my transfers. Like we did this episode like weeks ago, right?
Yeah.
I had him first, and the reason I had him first is because this is like, if he doesn't win, this is his moment. This is his moment to say, look at me. I am a world class player. I am the best striker in the world. It is not debatable. You know, like that's why it is so important for me. So like, I think if he wins the Bundesliga, bro, for me that's
a world class player.
Instantly going world class. If he won at Spurs, he was indisputably world class as well.
Yeah, because it's Spurs.
If he won with England, indisputably.
If it was a cup at Spurs, Alec.
No, I told you already. Like, no. If it was an FA Cup or a Carling, no. You had to win the league, bro. That's your bread and butter, bro. If you're not winning the league, that don't mean nothing.
I see where you're coming from, dog, and I think, again, we're on the same page where it comes to his ability. And that's all I care about, dog.
Yeah.
Okay. Who at PSG is world class?
Who in the league is...
league is World Class? That is a very good question.
Let me do this quickly, guys.
PSG.
Hey, just Mbappe.
PSG. Mbappe. I can't think about who else, boy.
Yeah, it was just Mbappe.
I ain't even going to bother thinking about who else.
I didn't have anybody else. Just Mbappe.
Not Mane, not Gonzalo Ramos. Huh? They don't even have nobody. Asensio?
Not Hakimi. Not
Hakimi. He could have been.
I mean,
Dembele is not world class. And I'm the biggest Dembele dick sucker here, dog. And he's not world class.
Not Hakimi.
I'm being serious. Okay. Not Hakimi for me. Well, instead of saying, dog, come at me with something more constructive. Like
when did you think he became world class, John?
You see, is that sign him he win?
Do you think he was world class last season?
I thought he was back. Since then, okay. Yes.
Alright.
Yes.
We're talking about Hakimi here, right?
Okay. Yes. And has won a league title.
Is it possible?
He won a league title in Syria and won a league year after year with that.
Okay. Could you all I'm asking, right?
Also was part of the Morton side that Richie said.
Could you convince me in a way that is not like driven by passion? Could you come at me with like just something constructive?
I think only Trent is more creative than him coming from right back.
Okay.
He's more creative than Trippier.
Tell me who else. Yes.
Would he start to back that up, though?
No. While he might not be a better passer, which I agree. I mean, I think only...
Damn, Trippier, I didn't expect you to say that, no, John. That will catch me off guard. I didn't expect you to say that.
But in terms of an attacker...
Would he start to back that up?
Scoring, assisting... It is how he makes me feel when he on the pitch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't say for sure for the stats.
But you're saying that he is now, boy. He is a better creator than Trippier. Than every other right back apart from Trent.
Yeah, but like as we know, it, like both Trippier and Trent, like you can create for men and nothing comes of it. So.
XA, maybe? Expected assist? Passes forward. I don't know. I'm just saying. I didn't look at Hakimi as like. I actually used to look at him as more of a goal threat than anything else.
Honestly, I don't think it is a surprise that since he left Inter, that they struggled to replicate his impact on that team, as well as Sancho fell off a cliff when he left Dortmund. But I agree, that is not the year that he won no trophy, and I don't think at that point yet he was ready to be called world class. But I think that he joined Inter. On that, admittedly, Conte, who love he three back, and that suits him like a glove, right? And they win the league, right? Then PSG signed this man, dog, and he continued to thrive in the Champions League as well. I thought he has been pretty good. Very good. One of the best, I think he has been. And outside of who we go and see, Trent, Trippier, and Walker then, that I'll be willing to give all you. I think I depending on like what you're asking from him, I might take him over Trippier, then yeah.
If his athleticism, I mean, definitely, he's definitely a great athlete. But I'm not sure if I'm with you, only because look, you said that when he left Inter, they couldn't recreate that.
Okay, I have a question. Why is he not then? Why is he not?
I think it's
because here's the thing, right? If Ole go to argue that Marquinhos is not world class, I understand that.
Okay,
I could get with that. There's years that I think that Marquinhos was. Conversation. I understand him not being it now. But I don't think that you watch PSG and say that they fall apart under him or things that happen by him. Right? Just like how we don't necessarily blame Mbappe for everything that PSG does fall apart. Now, obviously, that's two different cases we're talking about here. Right? We talk about Mbappe, who has an argument to be the best player in the world kind of thing compared to a right back, right? But, yeah. I don't think so. In fact, I think a lot of the good moments, both in the Champions League and in the league, comes through him.
See.
And I think like there's only because I think Trent is generational, that I hear Trent over him. But then, like, I think especially as Walker gets older, that there's a conversation to be had with Hakimi and with Trippier. So then, like, there's only one person that I can tell you definitively I'll put over.
Right, okay, I just have a question for you, right? If I told you that Hakimi has played 98 games for PSG,
I'm glad he went there.
How much assists do you think he has?
10.
And how much goals do you think he have?
10.
Okay. You're thinking 98 games, 10 and 10. Is enough to class he has world class?
I think given that the team that he plays in, and that the, especially like, you know, obviously our bulk at that time was with Messi, like I believe that whole time was with Messi and Neymar as well, that like them men got hugged the goal contributions.
No, but you said that he's a better creator and thing than, like, I find that you're contradicting yourself, like, is my only thing.
No, but as we know, like, with, like, Trent and Trippier and these guys, them men might make the pass, or make the run, or make a incisive move, but they might not be the one to show up in the goal.
Okay, facts, but also what I do know about them, that's facts, but what I also know about them is that they do put up their numbers as well. Sometimes they put the pass before the pass, but also they know how to play the killer ball.
But right, but my thing is, as I say, is that them men in teams where, like, even if they don't end up on it sometimes, they still are like a primary source to get the direct contributions now, boy. You know, compared to a PSG, Dolly, even with the rebuild now, he still want to be considered a primary asset. Compared to, I'm sure I can go back and check the season that he had with Inter, that he was a primary.
No, I agree with you on that point. It's just like, I'm very shocked that you've brought up Hakimi. Like, I really didn't expect you to say Hakimi. I really honestly didn't expect it.
And then
I'll lay out.
Okay, wait.
That's
kind of shocking, boy.
I'll lay out.
How much actually was Salik?
Was that?
How much?
13 and 16.
Jeez. So 29 and 98 games. Yeah. So he's one in every three then.
I mean, I guess.
I mean, also, he's not the most fit player.
I think that considering that he playing with, that for those most of that time, he played with Messi, yeah, with too. Neymar, with Mbappe. Dog, like, dog, we know how, especially how Neymar and Messi can play. Them men, you can pass to them, they got the cold goal open, and they're going to want to pass it back to the next man. Dog.
Would you take Hakimi at Arsenal? Just curious. Okay, yes. Fair enough. I didn't expect it to see it, but I'll give it.
Yeah, I thought.
Based on the World Cup alone, I could probably get on board with it.
Anybody else in the league?
And I think the World Cup also showed the other side of his game that people did not see. I thought defensively he was really good.
Anybody else in the league? Mazraoui was also real good in the World Cup, if we just...
Yeah.
You know. Yeah. But we're not going to put him on.
Anybody else in League One?
Keylor Gordon. Keylor Navas.
Is he still world class though?
No, he don't even start.
I don't know. I just read him up. I don't know. I was just mentioning him though.
Jonathan David.
But you ain't gonna convince me about Donnarumma if you ain't gonna mention Keylor Navas. So.
No.
Oh no.
I know you love our Jonathan David.
Love is a very interesting word.
Okay, fine, cool. Skriniar.
We grasp him not sure as no.
No. I'm trying to think about if there's any other player in the league that I could think
Big
about.
Big man, you going on? You about to argue Giroud, dog. I don't want to hear
I'm trying to think about if Marseille or Lyon or Monaco have any players that we could probably put in those categories. But
Obama blood clot, young.
Aubameyang!
I think Aubameyang was ever world class. So.
Right. Where luck is that?
Okay. I mean, so can we please go to these
Bringing it back to reality, I think if we're going to say, I'm just saying, if we're going to say that Mbappe is the only world-class player in that league, I personally think that the runner-up to that would be Dembele. And then after that, anything goes. Yeah. But I think Dembele is literally fitness away from being classified as a world-class player. Because everything else is there.
Yeah.
Syria.
Who's
shitty? Dembele?
Serie A.
Just go to Serie A.
Yeah.
I think Donnarumma very.
I had nobody from Serie A.
Nobody argued.
Speaking of Donnarumma, let's go to where he used to play, the Serie A.
Come on.
Yes. Yeah, I have nobody. I have Blanca. Real talk.
Yeah, hear this, right? I know men go on course on his injuries at all, but Mike.
Mike on defense. I won't put him world class yet.
So you don't think Mike world class?
Tell me who is. Tell me who is.
Back to back titles with back to back most clean sheets in the league, dog, with Lille and then AC Milan. And then save penalties for them to reach the Champions League.
Yeah, but you have a meter injury prone goalkeeper.
What more you want from him?
I know, right?
Right, Alisson.
Alisson is not injury prone, bro.
Alisson is missing fair share games every season. That one just have this random run where he's missed like 3-4 games, dog.
Nah, man.
But like, okay.
He's not.
I think the man's CV is enough, boy. I mean, don't we talk about like he win the league with Lille against PSG, dog. AC Milan against Inter. Champions League semi-finals last year.
I don't want to talk about winning things.
He has one.
I
don't want to talk about walking into other teams. Dog. Outside of City, Barca, Madrid, and Liverpool. What other team he doesn't walk into?
Four keepers.
Yes, I think he's better than Yann Sommer?
Oh, yeah. What?
Yes. Yes, I do. Yeah, I do.
Because I don't think he's the best keeper in the league. Eh? So that's just that. I don't think he's world class.
So who is world class in this?
I think the delta when he plays and when he doesn't.
In Syria, is so big. Think about this point. I think Dybala is world class.
I'm not sure.
I think he
up there again. You know, making a name for himself.
Yeah, he up there ever since had rumor, yeah.
Trying to think about who else.
Lautaro.
Okay. Now, before I start cursing, or else think on your show, right? How is Lautaro world class?
Yeah, I don't know world class.
That man is Republic League, right? True, boy.
Lautaro, it just hey, go in with better PR.
Are you being serious about the Lautaro thing? Because I want to know if I need to be serious now. Are you being serious? No. Okay. Who are the world class players at Syria?
Osimhen.
I mean, he's really good. But he's about as injury prone as Dembele, though. Eh?
I think he and Kavara not world class yet.
Yeah, they're on the way to be one for sure. I think they're taking too long to say Giroud, you know. I don't like that, you know.
I don't know if Giroud is still world class, boy.
I could count on this man. Put that man there. We count on them.
I could get with the Giroud thing. I'm not gonna lie. I could get on board with Giroud.
Giroud win the league for Milan. No Zlatan.
Here, why I could get on board, right? Because, okay, yes, he win the league for Milan. In a season...
I have one.
In a season where I thought he was going to get phased out, I think he showed everybody that you can't bench me when the time matters. He fucking dunked on whoever them people was in... sorry, but John gone now, so whatever. He dunked on... My bad. He dunked on them men in UCL. Clean for your 2 toes, but put that ball in the air. Giroud is there. Bang. Dog, I know, but World Cup too, boy. He looked good in the World Cup, and I did not expect him to look good in the World Cup. I wasn't expecting that. The man numbers for France
and all that too.
Yeah. I could get on board with the Giroud thing. But
I have Barella. I think Barella is world class.
I could get on board with that too.
I think Barella is world class.
I don't put Hernandez.
He's the only other person from Milan.
I'm not sure about you.
Anybody want to give Chiesa a shout? Because I do.
I want to give Chiesa, but did he win? Did he win Serie A with Juventus?
He win the Euros. Not for me.
Stepping into Chiesa, I feel like we signed a go too low. Because I think Çalhanoğlu is a better player than Chiesa, in my opinion.
Because for sure, I'm not putting Leao in this list.
Let me start a part bow on this now. So, right. Ole really willing to say from... I thought about Rabiot, to be fair. You know.
Anybody giving it to Rabiot?
Nope.
Is he my mother call, though? But that being said... Anybody want any other names they really want to pull up there fast? If
not, I'm trying to think about.
Nobody
putting up Lukaku is what I'm hearing.
Big Rom.
Not with the Timberlands. Yeah, not anymore. If he switched to Nikes or something, then maybe.
Really quick, we put up Immobile or Pedro.
Pedro is a good shout, but yeah, not anymore. I would give him that.
I feel like he gets a little a little more involvement.
I'm trying to think about who else.
Nice guys. Anybody? So nobody we're gonna wrap it up there. Anybody want to shout anybody outside the top five leagues? Messi.
100% Messi. Like, yeah, that's easy. If you tell me Messi is not world class,
okay, so then we go into the Saudi league.
Yeah, I would put Benzema. I would still say Benzema.
I think you had to put Benzema, Messi, yes. Ronaldo.
I don't know if Ronaldo is still world class.
Based off of the
World Cup, I mean, I'm not sure. That's the last time I really saw him play like that, and it wasn't good. It didn't look good.
He was like second top scorer in qualifying for the Euros.
Virgil, how come Foden not world class, boy?
Oh, the man's trajectory to be world class. The man's still young.
All right. Nice.
One person I want to say quick is Jacko, but you know, based on last.
Ooh, that's a good shout, you know. That's a real good shout. But when is Jacko right now?
He's with Fenerbahce.
Are there any players in the Turkish league who are world class? That's a good question.
That's a good.
Apparently, Ziyech. Apparently, but in all seriousness, though, is Di Maria?
Wait, isn't Di Maria in Portugal now?
Yeah, he's in.
Yes, Portugal. Benfica. All right, but he's been injured, and I think that's enough to make me say no. And I am a huge Di Maria fan. It breaks my heart to say that they have finally.
That's a good shout, you know.
Oh, I don't know.
That's a good shout.
But I feel like we starting to reach, dog, and I feel like for world class, for what's supposed to be the cream of the crop, not supposed to reach.
We're not using the
answers. Okay, guys. So, with that being said, to be quite honest, I have no idea if we're going to reach the point where we have graphics for this. But thank you guys for your time. I appreciate it very much. Well, let's see now why we put this as a separate thing, because if this was one podcast, we'll let it be here for nearly 3 hours. That's how long this thing is. Okay. So, with that being said, thank you guys for joining us. What we will do is, Oli, correct me if I'm wrong, this Friday is the UCL draw, or is it next week Friday?
I think it might be this Friday.
It should be this Friday.
Rather than this Friday, next week we will do a full UCL recap of the group stage, as well as talk about what the draw is, and that will be our second episode for next week. After that will be the week of Christmas, which honestly I cannot guarantee if we get anything out. The chances are we probably won't. And there's a very high likelihood y'all don't hear from us until after the New Year's. But if we do post something, obviously you guys will know. Thank you guys for joining us, and we'll catch you guys next time. See you soon. Take it easy. Later.